Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English we speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Rob. Quick, Feifei, shut that door.
OK. Calm down, Rob. What's the problem?
Well, there's something going on in the office. Everyone's shouting and arguing about who broke the computer. You know, the new one with all that fancy software on it.
Oh, yes, that really expensive one. So, you've run away from the situation. That makes you look very guilty.
Well, that's true, but the problem is, I am guilty. But the boss seems so angry, I thought it was best to, well, sort of
do a runner.
Yes, if you mean to leave a place in order to avoid a difficult or unpleasant situation, then I suppose you're right.
I am.
Oh, no. Is someone coming? I'll just hide under the desk while we hear some examples of this phrase in action.
The new trainee did a runner after the first day. I don't think he could cope with a high-pressure environment.
When they started to blame me for the mistake, I felt it best to do a runner and keep out of the way.
So, that's the phrase, to do a runner, which means to leave a place quickly in order to avoid a difficult or unpleasant situation. But Rob, this phrase has another similar meaning too.
Yes, you can do a runner from a place to avoid paying for something.
Like a restaurant. Have you done that, Rob?
Of course not. You know how honest I am.
Honest? Is that why you're hiding in this studio rather than admit you broke the new computer?
Well, it was an accident. Oh no, the boss is heading straight for the studio. I'd better dash. See ya.
Bye, Rob. It looks like he's done a runner again. Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.